Good morning, Carmel.
Hey, good morning. Is this Bob?
It is.
Hey, Bob. It's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good, good. Back to work, huh?
Yeah.
How was the vacation?
It was good. It was a working vacation, so it was a mix of both, but it was good.
Nice to get away, though, huh?
Yeah, it was very pretty up there.
Oh, yeah, I know it is up there. Hey, so I ended up getting your application with the Capital. Just wanted to call and kind of go over a few things with you on that. I noticed that you guys take credit cards out there.
Yes.
You think you can get me the 4 months of the most recent merch statements from American Payment on those?
You want the statements?
Yeah, just 4 months in the most recent merch statements for the credit cards that you guys have with, looks like American Payment Solutions.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just going to need those. And then also I noticed that you said that you guys have is it a current Capital loan out right now, or?
Well, I assume that was the line of credit.
Okay, it's just the line of credit that you have?
Right, yeah, we don't have a Capital loan of any.
Okay,
any
perfect.
Type. I just assume that.
Right.
That's what it was referring to.
Right,
if
right.
Not, if that doesn't apply, then you just scratch that.
Yeah, I can just scratch that out for you. It is pretty much Capital, but the line of credit kind of falls in there, but not so much. Could you kind of give me the breakdown of that line of credit real quick, though, since, I mean, we're going over it?
The breakdown?
Yeah, I mean, like, how much do you guys have left?
You should have all those. You asked for all those statements. I think you have all that. It has the exact dollar amount. I'm not at my desk right now, but
it's fine.
I had forwarded you the complete statements.
No, I have all your statements. That's not an issue. Just kind of wanted to go over that. And then, so it looks like that. And then also, did you guys end up finding a truck?
No, we're still, nothing happens until we're set to rock and roll on this. We don't want to waste anybody's time. So basically, if this slides, then we can go out and start pursuing something.
Okay.
But until we actually get everything lined up, and we know what our terms are and all that sort of stuff, then we'll pull the trigger and actively start pursuing it. But having done this before with Chase, I don't want to jump the gun and start pursuing things because it just upsets people if it doesn't go through. So.
Oh, yeah, I understand completely. And, you know, we don't want to waste your time and, you know, vice versa. But that was just one of the things that my underwriters wanted us to kind of, you know, get the ball rolling on, because I know we don't have a quote or anything, you know, on paper. And I know you guys have one in mind, but just wanted to kind of see if you guys had one that you had found.
We haven't looked. Everything that we've done has been just on a cursory basis, just getting basic information on costs and availability.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as any specificity, we're the ShredTech folks aren't interested. And to be honest with you, Patrick, I'm not interested in pursuing it until we know that this is a viable and workable deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, been doing this for a while, so I don't want to get into an environment where we create a bad name with a potential seller because, you know, we're running them through a
process and then you don't go through.
And then we back out of it. So
no, yeah, I
appreciate
understand
what
completely.
The underwriters are battling, and I understand what you're stuck in the middle, but I just don't feel comfortable initiating anything until we find out that this is a workable deal.
Yeah, totally fine, and I can go ahead and relay that. You know, we can take care of it, you know, kind of because I know that's the intentions when we first, you know, started to go through with this was kind of see what, you know, we can get, and then, you know, from there you guys can get the truck and whatnot. But, yeah, definitely we can take care of that. So it looks like just the only thing that we're going to need is the merch statements.
Okay.
So that's the only thing holding us back, and that's only because we're doing the Capital now. We already got you guys down for the equipment, but the Capital is a whole different ballpark. But
okay. That's
about it I'll need, and then once I get those from you, I'll get it all ready to submit, and we'll go from there.
Okay, I'll try to get that to you today.
Awesome, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.